been a depressing day, Andy.
Has it? Hasn't it? Yes, yeah, it has.
It's been a depressing
day.
But
we knew this was, and we knew we were coming in, and we've given the folks a good opportunity to hop on the phone lines and let us know what you think, because I think every Browns fan, good, bad, indifferent, has probably had gone through the same emotions that all the callers have done today. We've all gone through this, and so we all understand it's Monday, and you know what? You're one win away from changing all of your fortune. So I think we've sat here for 13 years long enough to do these Browns Therapy Mondays to understand exactly how this is going.
You're like Captain Happy.
I'm not Captain Happy. I'm unbelievably frustrated over what we watched yesterday. But I also know from a Browns perspective, I mean, like, we all sit here on the outside and we all watch everything that's going on. And, you know, there are just some things that look so obvious to us. Run the ball, right? The whole world, run the ball.
Hey, your passing game's not real good.
We see it. We just wonder if they do. That's all. And I think this is your opportunity to just kind of say it. And again, I remind you that everyone that goes to work in Berea doesn't go, I hope we suck this week. Hope we're the worst football team in the NFL. No one's going to work out there to do that because they know how fragile their jobs are. I mean, we sit here and we've got folks that want to fire a two-time coach of the year. Okay, well, maybe. And then they showed that graphic of coach of the year. And they're like, oh, yeah, those other guys did get fired.
Vrabel and Daboll.
Yeah.
Whoops. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray, what are you baking today?
Cool Ray.
Nothing right now, but I'm about to bake this coach. I'm one of the ones that want to fire him, get in my body.
Wow, did I tee you up and did you hit it deep?
What's the setting here? Do I need to preheat or no?
Man, you got to preheat this dude, man. Come on. We watched that game, and I know everybody's going to keep blaming Deshaun, but listen, 8 sacks, no time to throw the ball, no separation to receivers. Like, what is the person supposed to do? Like, real talk. You can't get no – I mean, nobody can do with this team. And I'm going to disagree with you, Baskins. You know, it is on the coach. It's definitely all on the coach.
Well, that's at the end of the day, it is on the coach. I'm not going to – I'm like, I can't argue that point. It is. But I do know the coach didn't wake up today and go, man, I hope I lose, you know, 4/5 of my offensive line so we can go out and try to win a game. And I also know that Kevin throw a block before.
But you know what, though? It is Kevin's job to make sure those guys know how to throw blocks. It's Kevin's job to make that. Now, real. I was on Baker Mayfield the whole time he was here. I've been named him Baker Manziel.
Right? Oh, we know. We know.
We've heard.
Look how great, look how good this guy has been playing when he away from Stefanski.
7 points against the inept Broncos yesterday.
Yeah, but he's 2-1. Easy. He's 2-1. I got your back on that one.
Cool Ray, he's been real competent. Let's not take it any further than that. And he was very good when he was with Stefanski here, when he was surrounded by good talent. He did a solid job here, too.
But at some point, fellas, we got to be honest. This team looks inept. This team doesn't look ready. To me, I've always said he's an 8-8 coach. If the defense don't bring you up on the other 7 games, we're not going to go anywhere. This guy is not ready. And it could just be him. Maybe it's got to be a chemistry issue. Maybe because of Deshaun Watson's off-the-field stuff, it's really just don't coincide with him, you know, or something. But whatever this is, we can't keep blaming just the talent. Sometimes it's the person driving the car, just making the car drive bad. It ain't the car.
All right, Cool Ray. Thank you, buddy. Cool Ray, a fabulous baker, by the way.
Have you had any of his?
Yes, so have you.
Oh, I have?
Mm-hmm.
What did I have?
Cheesecake.
Ah.
George is in Mentor. Hello, George.
George!
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up with you?
You tell us, George.
Well, Cool Ray was pretty much on point here.
Okay.
About Baker, but Andy, you brought up the salient question to Tavis. Oh, why didn't it work with Joe Flacco? What happened? Well, it worked with Joe Flacco, if you want to brush aside Tavis's expertise answer, which was very good. Flacco is a winning quarterback who knows how to run a team on the field, a team that may be absent key players.
Sure, like, sure kicked butt in New York with those Jets. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
Jeff will always find the other stat.
Forgive me, Joe did a wonderful job here last year. He's not a great NFL quarterback. I don't know if he ever was.
Well, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Jeff.
Congratulations! I wish I had that defense. I don't mean to knock Joe. He was wonderful here. It was a great story. But George, this is much bigger than Joe Flacco stepping in.
103-82 his career record.
Well, it may be bigger now with Flacco gone and them without a quarterback. Look at what happened yesterday. It doesn't take expertise to realize that it just isn't there. The money he spent for him is not worth it. And Joe Flacco fell into their arms by accident. And what happened? Deshaun's coming back. We don't need you. Get the hell out. Whatever. It's really nice of them.
George, thank you.
Show business, not show friends.
Wonder if George has a brother in Kent.
113-88 if you include his postseason.
Anything else you'd like to prod?
I'm just giving you facts. That's all. They're facts.
You want him quarterbacking this team this year? You had to put Watson in there.
Let me ask you this. What if Deshaun's contract was up last year? Would you have been okay coming back with Flacco and maybe perhaps drafting a quarterback? Let's say his contract was up last year, end of the season.
Joe Flacco had a
That's not what I asked.
I wouldn't.
Oh,
Joe
okay.
Flacco had a magical run here. It was phenomenal. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a very, very nice job here and threw plenty of interceptions, including a couple of nasty ones in a playoff game.
You know what?
I would not have made him the starting quarterback on this team if Deshaun Watson had announced his retirement.
If Deshaun Watson had announced his retirement, I would have brought Joe Flacco back as your starter, and I would have drafted a quarterback in the first round.
I had a first round pick. I'd prefer Jameis Winston to Joe Flacco.
Okay, I would have come back with that, with my answer. I would have come back with Flacco, and I would have drafted a quarterback in the first round.
Jay is in Erie, Pennsylvania, home of the Wonders. What's up, Jay?
Hi, Jay.
Genuine question. How does Joe come off the couch and just make it look so smooth and effortless? I'm not advocating for them to keep Joe Flacco, but I think it was kind of silly. The reason they didn't keep him is because all the fans have been cheering for him yesterday. But how does a guy come off the couch and make it look so easy and so effortless, throwing for 300 yards a game when Deshaun can't even throw for 200? Again, this isn't a knock on Deshaun, but I just don't understand how that can happen. Does anybody have any answer?
A little bit of a healthier lineup. You had your number two receiver. He had him. He had Njoku. I'm trying to say the same thing, Jay. I agree with you. Like, I don't know why was it so. He threw 300 yard games with no problem at all. And I know I'm getting huffing and puffing in this room because these guys don't agree with me, but I don't care. I'm just telling you that what we saw last year, when you look at the big picture of the Browns, was something special. And could he have repeated it? I don't know if he could have repeated it. I would have liked to have had that option going into the season, but this is where we are. And I knew that this would happen. I'm not shocked that people are calling about Flacco.
Let me give you this thought. And Jay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jay.
Real quick, this thought. Dan, I'm sorry. I'm going to go over by 30 seconds. Joe Flacco was very good here last year. He had a record of 4-1 in 5 starts. Deshaun Watson, in games that he played 5 full games. He was 4-1.
Jeff, I don't think
stop. PJ Walker was 1-1.
Give me a moment to retort then.
Okay, Dorian Thompson Robinson was 1-2. What this team was last year is better all around. That's what this team was last year. Better all around.